These are the men from the ministry. We present the men from the ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of the government service. That intricate cobweb of departments, committees, and subcommittees, all of whom keep minutes, and most of whom waste hours.
I say, number one, I wonder if you could help me with this little puzzle I've got. If I get it right, I may win a year's supply of Scooby Wooby bubble bath. Yes, now look here. If a train is travelling from east to west at a speed of 70 miles an hour, having left its point of departure at 2 o'clock, and it has to travel 35 miles to its destination, then why did the fireman wear red braces?
That's a very good question. Let's have a look. 70 miles an hour, hang on a minute, 35 miles, and it's 2 o'clock. Is that 2 a.m. or p.m., number two?
Well, it doesn't say, number one. Maybe they left it out to trick us, hmm? A General Assistance Department, Richard Bubble Bath Lamb speaking.
Oh, is it? Well, this is talcum powder picking. Now, you just stop messing around, Lamb, and put Lennox Brown on the phone.
Yes, Sir Gregory, right away, Sir Gregory. It's for you, number one, the permanent undersecretary.
Hang on. Hello, Sir Gregory. How's Lady P going?
The Lady P is very well, LB. Now, the Foreign Office is pretty snowed up at the moment. I want you to deal with the visit of Prince Salim of Salubria, an MIP, you know.
MIP? Oh, yes, of course, yes. Ministry for Internal Plumbing, of course, yes.
No, you fool. A moderately important person. He arrives tomorrow, so you better get cracking. And no bungling, this one, understand?
Ah, well, Sir Gregory wants us to cover Prince Salim of Salubria's visit. He's a moderately important person, which means he's to be looked after, but doesn't quite rate the red carpet treatment.
A sort of plastic linoleum treatment, then.
What? Oh, yes, that's it. Look, we better look up Salubria. There's a lot of oil around those parts, you know.
Well, let's see now. Salubria. Yes, here we are. No oil. No uranium. No, nothing, as far as I can see. A very small place, too. 50 square miles. When the tide's out.
Oh. All right, well, let's start organizing. Mildred's very good at these things. Mildred, come in here for a minute, would you?
Right here, Mr. Lennox Brown.
I must say I'd rather entertain a really important figure, like Elizabeth Taylor or someone.
Now, Mildred, look, we've got to organize the state visit of the Prince Salim of Salubria. Now, arrange accommodation and all that sort of thing, will you?
Prince Salim?
Uh-huh.
I'll get on to one of their big hotels in Park Lane.
Oh, no, you won't. Not on MIP rate. Try somewhere like Clapham Common.
Very good, Mr. Lennox Brown. I suppose you'll want a round table conference.
Yeah, make a note of that, would you, Mildred? Now, remember, both of you, we must spare no effort to give this fellow a moderately good time. Ah, good. His plane has just landed. Have we got everything organized?
Yes, sir. Our car's round the front of the hotel's been told that he's arriving.
Excellent. Where did you book him in?
The Bijou Hotel, Clapham Common. 1.5 stars.
1.5 stars?
Well, aye, they had 2, but 1.5 was taken away when the bottom fell out of a bath. And a man went straight through into the bar beneath. Well, then they wouldn't serve him because he didn't have a tie on.
Now, tell me, what does he look like, this Prince Salim?
Oh, well, I suppose he'd be portly and regal-looking and wearing one of those hats like Lawrence of Arabia, I suppose.
Oh, well, most of the crowd are in now, but I can't see anyone answering that description.
Oh, Kind of you, mind you, it's hard to see with all those air hostesses running around in circles. Oh, I see they're being chased by that fellow in the Robin Hood hat there.
What a disgraceful way to carry on. I say, you, if you go on like that, I shall call a policeman.
In that case, I shall immediately claim diplomatic immunity.
Oh, you will you? Then may I ask who you are?
Certainly. I am Prince Sarim of Salubria.
Then it's time you learnt better manners and welcome to Britain, Your Majesty.
My dear Prince, how good to see you. My name is Lennox Brown and this is Mr. Lamb. Take no notice of him. He was only joking, eh?
Only joking. I see, yes. Very funny.
Thank you, Your Majesty. We have a car waiting for you.
Good. I must make sure all the baggage has been collected. Fatima, the bags.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Oh, no one of importance. Fatima is my wife.
Oh, your wife? Your wife? Oh, dear, I'm afraid we didn't realize it was the sort of trip that wives were brought on.
Well, I was undecided, but in the end I thought I would bring a few.
Oh, I see, yes. Well, no doubt we can make...
What did you say, a few?
Well, only eight. They are the quarterfinalists in the Royal Wives Tennis Tournament, you see. I bought them here as a prize. The other 56 have remained at home.
But do you mean to say that you've got 64 wives?
64. That is all, yes. But you must remember, I have only been collecting for 10 years. Is it 9? Anyway, I received my first 3 on my 14th birthday.
Well, would you believe it? And all I got was a copy of Scouting for Boy.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. 8 wives, oh, dear me. Mildred, ring up and book every spare room in the hotel, would you?
Right here, sir.
Honestly, number one, I can truthfully say that these few days with Prince Salim have been amongst the most trying in my life.
You're quite right, number two. Remember that ugly scene when we showed him around St. Paul's?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Up in the Whispering Gallery. I'll never forget what he whispered to that party of college girls. Yes, and what about the day in the Tower of London when he chased everything in skirts and got knocked down by a Scottish Highlander?
Yes, it was terribly embarrassing. Not to mention our disastrous visit to that charity organization.
Yes, yes. Mind you, it was rather an unfortunate choice. The Society for Saving Abandoned Women.
Perhaps it was, but he shouldn't have asked the president to save 6 for him. Anyway, we should be on safer ground here, number two. Look, I don't think even Prince Salim could get up to mischief in Broadcasting House.
No, I don't think so. And it was kind of them to take him off our hands and let him sit in the studio upstairs. He'll be able to watch the program going out and... Oh, my goodness, I've just realized which program they're doing up there.
What is it?
Women's Hour.
Number two, I can foresee another diplomatic incident.
Mr. Lamb, is it true what Mr. LB said about this prince?
Well, I don't know what he's been saying to you, Mildred, but judging from your tone of voice, yes, it is.
Ooh, witty awful. When can I see him again?
Any minute. He's coming here to talk about the Anglo-Salubrian Treaty. Mr. LB wants you to take notes.
Ooh, then I must go and titty-bait.
No, just a minute, Mildred. When he gets here, remember, no girl should turn her back in the prince's presence.
Ooh, and I'm glad you told me. Is that a form of etiquette?
No, it's a form of self-defense. Yes. Enough. Now I must make sure we've got all we want for the conferences. Now, paper, pencils, maps, and Mildred taking notes in the map cupboard out of sight of the prince. Number one, I've been meaning to tell you, Prince Salim is causing more trouble in his hotel.
Now, what is it this time? His camel in the bathroom or or yashmaks in the laundry basket.
Oh, no, all that's blown over. But the residents don't like belly dancing in the billiard room.
He has caused so much trouble. More than a VIP, and our Paul is only entitled to MIP treatment. Look, I think we better ship him on and his camel back to Salubria. After all, his country cannot really have much effect on our economy. GAD number one here.
Picking here by GAD, this prince of yours.
Oh, yes, Sir Greg. Look, causing more trouble than the United Nations. Look, we were only saying it's time we piled him and his harem on his camel and shipped him back to the desert.
Don't you dare mess up this treaty transaction, Lennox Brown. We've got to get a non-aggression pact out of him. So keep your anti-Salubrian feelings under your yashmak. You treat this MI prince tactfully, understand?
His most serene majesty, the Prince Salim of Salubria, lord of the desert, defender of the weak, and protector of the virtuous. Ooh! That is, I forgot to turn my face.
Now, my dear prince, come in, will you?
Gentlemen, it is my sincere wish that the excellent relations between our two great countries should be strengthened by a written pact. That is why I have proposed this non-aggression treaty and trade agreement.
Quite right. Trade agreement, of course, yes. Now, we, for our part, are able to offer aircraft, motor cars, clothes, textiles, electrical staff, kippers, and all kinds of luxury goods.
Good. And we, for our part, can export enough sand to fill all the egg timers in Western Europe.
Oh, splendid. Yes, and when we've finished, perhaps we can persuade His Majesty to join us for a spot of lunch. It's fish pie in the canteen today.
Thank you, but I have a prior assignation. Indeed, I have accepted so much of your kind hospitality that it is now my place to return it.
No, not at all, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, most definitely at all. I wish you all to come to dinner tonight at the excellent Bijou Hotel at Clapham Common. I am taking over the top floor for the purpose.
Oh, it's really awfully good of you, but really,
I have invited some of my countrymen who are in London to share some traditional Salubrian food.
Unfortunately, it's really quite impossible
Be a traditional Salubrian party, and my wives will perform traditional exotic dances.
We'll be there at 7:30. What's that? Oh, yes, I will have another piece of Turkish delight. Thank you very much. No, I don't think I ought to have any more wine. Oh, well, perhaps just another skinful. Terribly kind of you.
It is kind of you to honor our humble celebrations, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Come, my dear, you can call me Roland.
Roland. Oh, it has a sound like surf breaking over a moonlit shore.
Oh, has it? Actually, I think they named me after the vicar. He used to sort of,
and
you know...
And my name is Fatima.
Oh, they named you after the vicar too, did they? I hope your friends don't call you Fatty.
There you are, Mr. Lennox.
What? Oh, yes, Your Majesty. We're just enjoying another bit of Turkish delight here.
Come, gentlemen, please. Please be seated. Dinner is served.
Thank you very much. Seated on what?
On the floor, number two. Don't fuss. It's an Eastern custom, you know.
In accordance with our custom, I begin the banquet by presenting our guests of honor with the great traditional delicacy of our country, which they will share between them.
Oh, what a charming idea. I say, I am hungry, you know.
Peace be with you, gentlemen.
Oh, and the same to you. Thank you very much. What is it?
It is a whole sheep's eye.
There you are, number two.
No thanks, number one. I don't feel so hungry anymore. Here you have it.
No, my dear fellow, you have it. You can have my chair, too.
Oh, no, no, really, honestly. It's too great an honor. You have it.
No, 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 you have it.
I won't.
You will.
I can't.
You must.
Watch out. Watch out, I've heard about this. If you refuse, it's a deadly insult.
Number one, really, you can have it.
No, no, you have it.
Come, gentlemen, what is the delay?
It's my assistant, Your Majesty. He's rather modest about accepting such honors. However, number two, bearing in mind other honors you're hoping to receive, like the pension at 60, I'm sure you'll change your mind.
Well, yes, I suppose I will.
I'd hold your nose, number two. Well done, number two.
And my friends, this is an auspicious occasion for all of us.
Aye, aye.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Tomorrow I shall sign a treaty binding together Britain and Salubria. But tonight I have thought of a symbolic union which shall link our two great powers even closer.
I'll get it right this time. Here, here.
What's he talking about, number one?
I don't know.
I refer to the special bond of marriage. I am pleased to say that my choice of the 65th bride in the Salubrium Harem has fallen on a British girl, Miss Murfin.
Ooh, well.
I am sure that my generous British hosts will agree to this.
Not on your Salubrian Nelly, we won't. I've never heard of such a thing.
Bravo, number one. Well, I mean, let's not be too hasty.
Come, gentlemen, this is not the spirit of mutual cooperation of which we spoke.
That has got nothing to do with it. We said we'd supply you with all kind of luxury goods, but that did not include ministry secretaries. Mildred makes the best pot of tea in the ministry.
Then I must make it clear that if I do not marry Miss Murphy, I shall not sign the treaty.
Well, that's a nice bit of salubrianating, I must say.
So, you choose to insult the good name of Salubria? Kindly leave the Hotel Bijou Clapham Common.
Very well. Come along, number two. Come along, Mildred. I have a feeling we're not welcome.
What's Sir Gregory and the Foreign Office going to say? We've said goodbye to the treaty and the trade agreement.
Well, of course, it's a pity, yes. But still, he's only a moderately important person after all. I shouldn't be surprised if Sir Gregory's glad to see the back of him this time.
The stars are bright tonight, Abdul. I think our Salubrian ancestors smile on us.
It is so, my friend. They know that while Prince Salim tarries in the land of the infidels, we shall smite a blow for old Salubria. Salim shall learn we do not want these modern toys which change the face of our land. The ways of our forefathers shall be the ways of our grandchildren.
Here is the sewer.
So, the Prince Salim's sewer. You have brought the hand grenade which Cousin Ahmed picked up at Tobruk.
Even so. Here it is, Abdul.
Then strike. So perish the unholy schemes of Western infidels.
It is well done, my brother.
By the beard of the prophet, what is this?
Help! This foul black liquid is all over me. It is gushing forth as a mighty fountain.
Hello, Foreign Office. What? Where? Oh, my goodness. Very urgent, I see.
What's the matter, Capstick?
Panic stations. They've made the biggest oil strike of the century in some place called Salubria. The PM wants us to fix an immediate treaty with their ruler, Prince Salim. But he's not in this country at the moment.
It's very tricky. One of the great powers got hold of him already, I should imagine.
Yes.
It's probably wooing him for a treaty themselves or something.
Yes, the treacherous swine. Well, they won't beat us. Ring MI5. Tell them they must find out what country Prince Salim's visiting.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got to get hold of him. Top priority. Yes.
Morning, number one. You're just in time for 11, sis.
Oh, good, good. Heard anything from the prince?
No. I imagine he's crept off home with a flea in his ear.
Good. The more I think about it, the more I'm convinced Sir Gregory will be glad to get rid of him. Save all this expense. Oh, all right. I'm nearest. Hello.
Lennox Brown. Thank goodness I've caught you.
Oh, Sir Gregory, how are you? And your Del...
Oh, never mind all about that. What about Prince Salim?
Him? Funny you should ask, Sir Gregory. I think you'll be rather pleased.
Oh, that's a relief. Everything all right, then?
Yes, all right, thanks. Yes, we got rid of him.
Yes, you got... You what?
Yes, yes, sir. We sent him home with a fly in his ear, or a flea in his eye.
What did you say it was, number two?
Did you say you got rid of him, man?
Hmm? Oh, yes, 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 that's right. I knew you'd be pleased. No more expense...
You bungling idiot. Salubrious found oil in a big way. Salim's the most important man in the Middle East.
Yes, apart from all that, though, and perhaps you're not so pleased after all.
You bunch of blundering buffoons, you gang of incompetent sick...
Lady, Sir Gregory, you do yourself a mischief.
Listen to me, Lennox Brown. I asked you to fix a treaty with this man.
Oh, yes, the treaty, yes, yes. We've got that all right. Don't worry, yes, my staff drew it up yesterday.
You've got the treaty? Mm. Well, why didn't you say so, man? When did the prince sign the treaty?
When did the prince sign... Oh, no, he hasn't signed it, Sir Gregory. What? Matter of fact, he said he wasn't going to. Oh, I dear, I think Sir Gregory's fainted. Look, he doesn't keep himself too fit, you know. Puts on a lot of weight he has, really.
Listen to me. Brown.
He's groaning again.
I've just got one thing to say to you. One thing only. Get that Anglo-Subrubian treaty signed, sealed into the Foreign Office within 12 hours or you'll both be out of a job. Not even archives at Ballymackie.
I see, Sir Gregory. And do give my kind regard to Lady... Oh, he's gone.
Do you know, for two pins, I think Sir Gregory could have turned nasty there, you know?
Do you mean to say that if the prince won't sign our treaty, it's the axe?
And he won't sign unless Mildred marries him.
Oh, but that's utterly unthinkable. Only the lowest, rottenest cad could ever consider the idea.
Right, right. Bring her in, we'll talk to her.
Ah, but think of the sunshine, the luxury, the companionship of those other 64 wives. Oh, you'd love it.
And remember, you only have 1/65th of the washing up.
And it isn't the sort of marriage I've always dreamed of. Just two people in some little cottage with wisteria spreaded on the walls.
Well, this'll be just 66 people living in a dirty great palace with hysteria spreading everywhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb, I can't. My burden wouldn't like it.
My dear girl, don't you see what's at stake? Your country needs that treaty. We need salubrian oil. Oil is the...
Lifeblood of modern commerce?
Oil is the lifeblood of modern commerce, and without it, a country can
die like a withered leaf.
Die like a withered leaf. Don't keep interrupting, number two. Look, if Salim doesn't sign for us, other powers will step in. There could be an ugly struggle, a third world war.
Oh, Bernard, they're getting at me.
Blood would run and millions would die.
Oh, Bernard, I'm giving in.
Your name would go down in history's book of heroines.
Oh, I'll do it. My country needs me. Besides, Prince Salim's a smashing good looker, isn't he?
Good, good, good. I knew you wouldn't let us down. Quick, number two, we must get her to the prince before she changes her mind. Oh, what is he?
I think that's him standing on his head in the corner, number one.
Oh, hang on a bit. Your Majesty, we came to sort out last night's little misunderstanding. Of course, Miss Murfin will be delighted to marry you.
One moment, please.
I have completed 1 hour upside down. Miss Murfin, you are most kind, but I am afraid marriage between us is not possible.
Hey, but I've already called me Mum. She's going to help me get me thingies ready.
Yes, I am sorry. I have taken the advice of a wise old prophet and shall from henceforth devote my life to righteousness and contemplation. No more wives. I am preparing to become a monkey.
Monkey? Ah, yes. Well, that's marvelous. But if you don't want to marry Mildred, there's nothing to hold up the treaty.
Again, I am sorry. I cannot sign the treaty.
Oh, why not?
Because I no longer rule Salubria, you see. In my quest for a simple life, I have renounced the throne of my country.
You have renounced? Then, my goodness, and who does rule Salubria?
I have given the throne to my former head wife, Fatima, and she tells me she will sign it on only one condition.
Condition? And what's that?
As queen, Fatima will be entitled to 92 husbands. She insists you must go to Salubria to be one of them.
Yes, well, I'm sure we can... What?
Mr. Lennox Brown, there are times when you have to put your country's interests before you.
No. I won't do it. I tell you, I won't.
If you don't, there could be an ugly struggle. A third world war. Blood will run. Millions will die.
No, I can't.
Your name will go down in history's book of heroes.
Miss Murfin, get me Mrs. Lennox Brown on the phone, would you?
Smoking the bubble pipe tonight as the men from the ministry were John Simpson and Roger Service. Also featured were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed, Tom Meehan and Pat Simpson. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor.
The Men from the Ministry was produced by Tom Meehan and recorded in the Durban studios of CTV by Cyril Kaye.